This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Whether you're in or out on this, it's definitely taken off. So are you in or out? Steve, where are you with the Red Wolves?
No. It's kind of cool, kind of, but I'm more leaning towards a no, because it's too collegiate, I think, as your guest just said. I can't go with that. I'll give you my two suggestions, and then I think I'll tell you what I think the best thing for the team to do. So Warriors, to me, is kind of an easy default. You know, that's easy, that's safe. And I know your producer and I, we were talking, I think it was at Marquette, the thing about Warriors. And I think, so, you know, say if Snyder and the organization chose to go the route of the Warriors, that's a fight that they could do, because Warriors is not specific to Native Americans. But then the thing is, do they even want to go through some type of battle and pushback and rebellion against the Warriors' name? So I hear that argument. My other, or really my first choice, is Washington Warpath. That way, I just love Washington Warpath. It's pretty neutral. It's kind of safe like Warriors, and I think that's something you can rock with. But what I think the Redskins need to do, Ashburn needs to put out a statement on Twitter come Monday. For the 2020 season, we're just going to be known as Washington. You know, put the black tarp, you know, black everything out at FedEx Fields, any and everything with Redskins, and I guess the Native American logo. Redesign some uniforms without the Redskins patch or name on it. Take the Native American off the side of the helmet. I know some people think you can keep the logo, but when I think of the name, I kind of tie the logo and the name together. This season 2020, go in as just Washington, do a completely vetted with a brand marketing company. Then 2021, come in with the new name. Because this two-month push to hurry up and do everything is ridiculous. I mean, I like the frenzy in a sense that it causes. You know, it kind of gets the fans excited, kind of distracted, especially in this coronavirus environment. Something to talk about. But my preferred preference for right now, go just Washington for 2020. Reboot 2021 with a name after a complete vet, you know, due diligence on the name, man. So that's how I feel. So, but Red Wolves, I'm out. Washington Warpath, Washington Warriors is who I'm going with.
So the Washington Warriors, as far as if we were taking an independent 106.7 to fan poll, seems like the Washington Warriors has some steam. And I don't know, I thought the Warriors lost the steam. Certainly 2 to 3 days ago, Washington Warriors seemed to be the name, and that was it. Now, I feel like I have to pay close attention to things, though. Here's what I'm saying. I'm being a conspiracy theorist on this. Washington Warriors feels like people that heard the name, liked the name. There's a correlation to the Golden State Warriors in the sense of, like, it's a good brand right now, and everybody that, like, fan people in on it. But when I pay attention to who is saying what, I got a former player saying Red Wolves on the Redskins podcast. I got the quarterback the quarterback on the team, backing Red Wolves. I got a first-round draft pick and someone they've invested in Jonathan Allen, who's from here, going Red Wolves on me. I got Will Compton also going Red Wolves on me. I'm not saying that, yes, full dive into Red Wolves. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, man, all these people, wait a minute. So many people that have influence or have insight are going with this Red Wolves thing. So I'm paying attention because I'm feeling like it's going to be Red Wolves, whether I like it, whether you like it. It's almost irrelevant. It seems like that's what's going to happen. I could be wrong. But when I start seeing, I don't know, man, if Darius Geis was like, Warriors, I'm all about it. Well, probably not. I mean, you know. If Terry McLaurin was like, Warriors, I can't wait. I would definitely get behind Warriors. Like, okay, that's interesting. Trying to think of a former player. Okay, if D'Angelo Hall, that's a good one. If D'Angelo Hall was out there because, he has a voice in media. Or Clinton Portis. If those two guys were like, man, I think Warriors would be a great name. I go, okay, one, two, three. Now I start to count them up. But when I hear Red Wolves, I do see former players and people in current players jumping on board. And it's the current player thing. Like, if you're playing on a team, you don't want to jump off sides at any point, whether you're on the field or off the field. So the last thing that Dwayne Haskins wants to do is to back a name that ownership is going to be like, man, what are you doing? You're our quarterback. You can't be backing this name when we go on a different route. You see what I'm saying here? Dustin, you disagree with me or are you on board with this Red Wolves thing seems to be a movement?
Sorry, yeah, I'm actually out on Red Wolves. I think paying homage to, the five branches of the armed forces, maybe go with Washington or D.C. Arsenal or Washington Weaponry.
Okay, so D.C. Arsenal, it's already been a team. Okay, I hear you. It's just like the Washington Valor. I actually love the Valor as a name, but I don't think that's going to happen at all. And here's again that I hope what I'm banging home to you guys right now. I'm not saying that Red Wolves, I'm ready to go howl at the moon and say that this is a great name. I'm saying we got to pay attention to the smoke and the fire that's coming our way. Speaking of which, a lifelong Redskins fan and a media member who has never seen the Redskins win anything. And he's been on this earth for 3+ decades. Wrote an article about it. Chase Hughes coming up next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Oh, this makes me want to spit the bars, man. I got a vendetta, even though I've been better loving him a colder thin sweater. That's Jay-Z on this joint. That was so great. And then we're about to have a mashup as well. Chris Miles here, bringing on my friend Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington. Chase, we've been going over this Red Wolves name. So before we get to your article, man, are you in or out on this Red Wolves?
You know, right now, that's my number one choice. I've kind of talked myself in and out of a lot of the names that have been out there. As a Skins fan, I think what I've arrived to is just a hope that they can keep whatever they can of the colors, of the logos. And if you have a team that starts with red, then maybe you can keep the fight song, you can keep HTTR, and maybe you can even keep some of the curly R logos, maybe some of the helmets they've won before, some of the jerseys they've won before. So I like the idea of Red Wolves. You know, there is no team in the NFL that's Wolves, and, you know, I think there's some significance there. If Fred Smoot was the guy who came up with it, I think that's a story you could tell for a long, long time. So right now, that's the name I would vote for if I had a vote.
It's crazy because before Smoot said that, I hadn't really heard that one. I heard Red Hawks, Warriors. Which
didn't
people,
like that one.
Yeah, well, it's a college football team that they changed. So the Miami University of Ohio changed their name from Redskins to Red Hawks in 1997. So that's the only reason that's even out there. And, I mean, you think of the Chicago Blackhawks. And there was the Warriors, which people seem to be all about that. And then the Red Tails was kind of like, I don't feel like that's going to happen, but it was a name out there. I mean, what do you think about the fact that all these players are supporting it? I mean, Dwayne Haskins behind Red Wolves, Will Compton, Jonathan Allen. I don't know if there's anyone else, but, I mean, those for the starting quarterback on the current team or the first-round pick quarterback to say that seems like a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, first, on the idea of Warriors, I just think that's a little basic, a little generic, especially when you're talking about maybe changing the colors. What it kind of reminds me of is, like, back in, like, the days of, like, Madden 09, Madden 10, when you have the option to, like, rebrand your team and move to another city, and they give you, like, five options, and they're, like, incredibly generic and none of them are cool. That's what Warriors and if you wear red, white, and blue reminds me of. I'm sorry. So I didn't like that one at all. There's already a team in sports named the Warriors, so I want something original. And I liked the idea of Red Tails. That was kind of my number one option. But then I saw some pushback from people on Twitter, and I think I realized that you probably don't want to name this team after people. I think if you name it after something like a Red Wolf, then you're probably going to avoid any similar controversy down the road of people not wanting to be a team mascot. So Red Wolf to me is, I mean, it's a cool animal. You know, Fred Smoot's talking about the whole stadium, you know, howling like a wolf. That sounds cool to me. And like I said, my number one goal with this is if they can just maintain some semblance of what the Redskins look like in terms of their colors and their logos, I think that would go a long way towards, you know, satisfying people like me who basically waited their whole lives for this team to win. You know, I'm 33 years old. I've never seen this team win. I've watched them lose so many times over the years, and they've also been really embarrassing along the way. And I've done it all this time just waiting for them to win, hoping that it would all be worth it because I've invested so much time and energy. So I hope that they, if I squint and watch the television, it looks like I've been watching the same team I've always been watching just so I can get a little bit of closure there, assuming that at some point they'll actually win because I've been saying that for decades now.
Chase, when you say you've never seen them win, I mean, technically you were born when they won the Super Bowl, but I guess you couldn't remember that, right? You were too young.
I couldn't remember it. No, the first Redskins team that I remember, North Turner was the coach. So they have been – I mean, obviously, they've been slightly better than a team like the Cleveland Browns throughout my lifetime because they made the playoffs a few times. But I don't think the Cleveland Browns have been anything close to as embarrassing as the Redskins. I mean, we've put up with a lot, man. Like, I've stuck with this team through a lot. I've defended them through a lot. And
did you say not as
see it through.
Did you say the Redskins have been more embarrassing than the Cleveland Browns? The Cleveland Browns have had 68 quarterbacks in the last 2 years.
Yes, look at all the controversies that have happened coming out of Redskins Park with all their coaches, with you know, from Mike Shanahan to how things ended with Jay Gruden and Bruce Allen and Scott
McLuhan. You know what I mean? It's just been a complete disaster. Vinny Serrato. I think they've been the most embarrassing team in sports the last several decades. I know you're a fan of the New York Knicks, but I don't think you have anything on the Washington Redskins. I mean, even their name has been like a source of embarrassment at times. You know, it's been embroiled in controversy. So, you know, we've been through a lot with this team. And, you know, I think one of the weirdest things in this whole thing, obviously, the number one concern, I think, is that, you know, the name is offensive. I'm not looking over that. You know, that whole part of it's sad. But from, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who feel like me, who are kind of coming to terms with this idea that, you know, I've been waiting my whole life for the Redskins to win. And now I'm realizing that I may never see them win. They're never going to win a Super Bowl as the team that I know it, because if they change their name, then that's the end of it. So I hope that they can keep something similar to the team in terms of the colors, so that maybe I can feel like I'm watching the team I've always watched win when that happens. Like I said, if that ever happens, because they haven't even gotten close.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? It was the there was an article. I guess they took a poll amongst media members, or that the Redskins were, like, as far as talent is concerned, 31st out of 32 teams this year. Did you see that one? I was like, geez, man, I don't think they're that bad, but come on. Really?
Well, you know, what's funny about that is I was looking at their roster recently, and it just stood out to me. This is, on paper, one of the least talented Skins rosters I've seen in my life. And maybe that's just me being very pessimistic, and maybe it's me just, like, subconsciously trying to reverse jinx them and say, well, you know, maybe if I set the expectations low, they'll exceed them. But what really has disappointed me recently is last year I was like, okay, you know, they don't have Trent Williams. Okay. The wide receiver core, okay, that's not great. But that defensive line is going to be awesome. And then they were healthy all year and they still weren't good. So I think the bar is definitely set pretty low. But, you know, part of it all is the idea of maybe getting a fresh start with a new name. If they don't completely botch this, which I think people are sleeping on the possibility of that. But, you know, maybe it will be good to have a fresh start, because obviously things have gotten a little bit stale and they haven't really given us much to root for. I think there's something to be said about the people saying, you know, yeah, you have those memories, but, you know, hopefully they'll create new ones. And, you know, maybe they can do that with a new name. We'll see.
Well, you say don't botch the name. I have to point out the fact that probably the most exciting new player on this team has your name. You guys have the same name in Chase Hughes and Chase Young. So I'm just pointing out, we're talking about names, and I thought you would at least be excited about that guy. My man, Scary Terry, where apparently we're not using that name anymore, but until he has another nickname, I'm going to just go with that one. So how could they botch this name situation? Like, what's the worst thing they could do? Because I took a bunch of calls last week, and people were ridiculous, Chase. Names that they would never use for them. Like, the one dude said the DC traffic, which I actually really liked. He's like, get rid of Washington altogether. There's all these teams in Washington. We should just be DC. And the one guy said the Washington Marion Berries. I mean, that guy took the cake. So if realistically, not outrageous like that, what do you think would be the biggest debacle of a name change?
Well, I think you could obviously go in any different direction, but I think something really generic like Monuments would be tough for me to. Yeah, that sounds like something that, like, the Nationals would have rejected when they were trying to come up with their name. But to me, it's the colors. Like, the name has almost become a little bit secondary to the colors, because burgundy and gold to me is a brand in and of itself. And I was looking around, like, sports, the four major leagues, there's no other team that has their colors. The closest is the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they also have blue in their color scheme. And I've heard people say, well, you know, if you go red, white, and blue, then you can have every team in the city the same color, just like Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh is cool what they have, right? The black and yellow. But imagine if they did that in Boston or LA or Chicago. Like, what teams are you getting rid of? You're not going to have the Celtics, the Red Sox. What about the Cubs or the Bulls? Or in LA, like the Dodgers, the Lakers. I think it's cool to have unique brands that create their own histories. And DC only really has that with one team, and that is the Redskins, or whatever they're going to be called. So I hope they preserve that, and it sounds like they will. But that, to me, has become the most important thing. I think there's a bigger difference to me between burgundy and gold and changing the colors than, like, Red Wolves and Red Tails or something like that.
I really agree with you 100% on that. When I look at this area, for instance, you know, being a, quote, Nationals fan, which I can get into a whole deal with that, all these people showing up for the playoffs, but were not around in May of last year, and then, oh, we're fans. I'm like, no, none of you guys were here. But the point that I'm making is if I wear a Wizards shirt, even if it's like a Rep the District shirt to a Nationals game, it feels like I'm wearing Nationals clothing. Does that make sense? So I get that in that regard, but you also want brand identity. And to me, in this city, the Redskins have the biggest brand identity, and you don't want to lose that. So I actually agree with you 150% on that with the Washington Redskins trying to maintain their color scheme. But is there any way that they could, like, what name does that the best? Because I feel like the Red Wolves, that's why it works, because, like, yeah, red is not exactly burgundy, but, like, the Redskins use that already. So you can kind of just keep it that way and just roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think all this stuff has to make, like, perfect sense in terms of, you know, the name and the meaning of the name and whether, you know, it represents Washington, D.C., or whether the colors match, you know, the red wolf animal, which, you know, their fur is more like a burnt orange, kind of like a Texas. I've seen a lot of people, they're like, oh, well, red wolves aren't, you know, native to D.C. It's like, yeah, well, you know, they don't play Jazz in Utah, and there's no Lakers in L.A. Like, the meaning of the team name, as long as it isn't offensive, doesn't really matter. So if you can shoehorn in red and be able to keep the colors and the fight song, you know, Hail to the Red Wolves, then that's what I think you should do. And, you know, the Red Wolf happens to be, like I said, a pretty cool animal. So, you know, it could be cool. I could get on board with it. And I think you can shoehorn in, you can make a lot of things work if you just keep red in the name.
Well, of course, the Minneapolis Lakers, there are lakes in Minnesota, and that's the reason the L.A. Lakers is a franchise, moved to L.A., and then, of course, the Utah Jazz used to be the New Orleans Jazz, and when they moved, they had that name. So those two names, which I always thought was weird that they didn't change it, but then I thought, okay, Salt Lake City, Utah, what are you going to change the name to? So here's the thing that's crazy, Chase. I've been around for two name changes as it happened. I was around here in D.C. when they went from Bullets to Wizards. And you and I have both spent a lot of time around the Wizards. This is no knock on the ownership group or anybody over there, but that name is not good. Compared to the Bullets was a way better, awesome name, and there was tradition and history. But here's my point that I'm making to you, and you can tell me what you think of this. And the Pelicans. I was around when the New Orleans Pelicans became the Pelicans, and that city almost exploded because they wanted New Orleans Voodoo. And I think that's a more fitting name, and I don't know why.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you do get the name wrong and you win, isn't it irrelevant? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I know you were like, oh, I want to see the team win with the colors. But, like, once you win, doesn't it take over and give that name pride? I feel like that's how it works.
Oh, absolutely. And conversely, if you lose, it can make things much more difficult because, you know, I've stuck around with this team for my entire life, partly because I have that nostalgia connection of watching the games with my parents and my grandparents. There's that nostalgia. But if you break that, I think it becomes a lot harder to watch them go 3-13 and 4-12. And the Wizards name change, you know, I wrote an article recently about sort of the lessons you could take from it. And one is that winning matters now probably more than ever because you're trying to introduce people to a new brand. And I think what really hurt the Wizards is those first few years, they didn't win. So they changed their name, and they also changed their colors, by the way, which I don't think helped their cause, and they ended up changing them back in 2011 to red, white, and blue. Remember, they went to blue and teal, or teal and gold, I should say. It really came out of nowhere.
Those were hideous.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the gold alternates that a lot of people don't like, but yeah, I mean, that didn't work. They had to change it back. So I think you take that lesson. Winning is going to be really important, and if you win, that'll cure a lot of things. You'll create new memories and new nostalgia. But also, you know, one other lesson from the Wizards name change is that even if the Skins do change their name, expect people to talk about it for a long, long time. I still hear it from members of my family. I mean, I grew up here. Members of my family, friends. Someone tweeted me just a couple days ago. I get asked about it on the radio, the Wizards name change. And that was 23 years ago, right? And they didn't have nearly the established brand that the Redskins do. So I would expect there's going to be a lot of people who still wear the shirts, who, you know, still bring it up from time to time, who maybe don't root for the team because the name means that much to them. Certainly that's been the case for the Wizards. I hear people say, you know, if they changed it back to the Bullets, I'd root for them again. So I don't think this is going to be something that people are going to let go of very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I call baloney on that in this sense. You know, people saying they'd root for them again. When Gilbert Arenas was here, people were rooting for them. When John was healthy and playing in the Celtics series where they got Olynyk in Game 7, I mean, that place was electric during that time period, and you felt the vibe of, like, if this team goes to the Eastern Conference Finals, the city will be in. Do you know what I mean? I just look at it there. And like, I'm saying that and saying that the Wizards' name still is not very good, but who cares? And if the Redskins, whatever they change the name to, like you, I mean, you also said that the Redskins brand is older and more of a brand. But the Bullets, I mean, they went to 4 finals in the 70s. The NBA was not as popular, but their best player played under the Bullets, and they did have some history, though not as deep as the Redskins. Okay, final thing before I get you out of here, because I'm running out of time, or I went way over, rather. I saw that you said our boy Quentin Mayo, hope you're listening, he doesn't like Tupac, man. What's wrong with Quentin?
Well, he took a little shot at me on Twitter, and, you know, I was looking through the gifts, and I saw one of Tupac, and I remembered he was in the NBC Sports Washington office saying that Tupac was overrated. Now, mind you, Quentin Mayo is 23, but, you know, in terms of maturity and, you know, I guess knowledge of rap, you know, he's more like 12 or 13 years old. You know, you talk to Quentin Mayo of Wizards Outsiders. He's got some crazy opinions, and that might be the craziest of all, that Tupac was overrated. We were coming up with our top 10 rappers. He said he wasn't even in the top 10.
Oh, man. You know what? Next time I see Quentin, we might have to throw hands. You know what I mean? We might, because I used to see Tupac when I was a kid, man, and I'm offended. I'm going to have to give Quentin a call on this. All right, Chase Hughes, this is – names are important. Tupac's name, the Redskins' new name, the Bullets and Wizards, and Chase Hughes and Chase Young having the same first name. All of this is relevant today. Chase Hughes, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, man. Anytime.
All right, I see some of you have called to chime in on this Red Wolves possible renaming. We'll go over why that's probably going to happen, people, and what you think of it. I see a couple of you holding right now. Give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. Quentin Mayo, because the man said that Tupac is not a top 5 rapper. This is what happens as time passes. Just like the, you know, the Redskins historically, Chase Hughes said it. Man, they have not won anything in my life. And when he says anything, he means it. Like, NFC Championship games? Whoa! Like, it's insane that someone could be 30 and go, yeah, my team's never been to an NFC championship game. Chase Hughes also was like, man, Cleveland Browns haven't been as embarrassing. That's heavy. It's like Weight Watchers heavy. It's hard to take. But we went over the recent history, the movement that is the Red Wolves name. First, it was Fred Smoot. You know how loud he is. I think we should go with Red Wolves, babyface. That's something he would say. That's the voice he would use. Even though I use it as a joke, that Smoot just at any given point, it's how he walks into a room. You go, here comes the energy. And he said, Red Wolves is what it's going to be. Then Dwayne Haskins said he could rock with it, the quarterback. The quarterback saying he's down for the cause. Will Compton saying he'd like to come back, wear the Red Wolves jersey for one game and retire. But he wants to retire as a Red Wolf. And Jonathan Allen, your first round draft pick from a few years ago, said that would be fire. Man, I feel like Red Wolves is on the horizon. Ray, you rolling with this, man? It's a movement. Get on board.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're rolling with it, huh? Red Wolves.
Okay, thanks. Real quick. First of all, I think the Red Wolves sounds like a little league team. But here's my suggestion. The Swamp or the Swamp Hogs.
Okay. So here's the thing. I had a guy say Hostile Hogs the other day, and I get it. I get it, fam. You guys you're stuck in the 80s. And look, the 80s were glorious, and it bled over to 91, January 92. And that's it. It's a wrap after that, baby. Okay? The Redskins. So when you Swamp Hogs, I get it. You know that ain't a name. I do like the whole, for the Redskins, going with Hogs feels like tradition for this team, but you trying to get the Chase Hugheses and the Quentin Mayos and the 30 and under club, man. You got to have a new, if you were trying to brand this from a marketing standpoint, you're not trying to go back in time, back in the future, part four, and trying to get people who were, you know, in their teens and 20s and the 80s, no offense to any of you, but you're already in. If they change the name, you're still going to pay attention. I know you're saying you're out. All of you are still in. If you're calling this show on a Saturday morning, you're in. Whatever they change the name to, I know you're rocking with it. But it's Red Wolves. Red Wolves is the one that seems to have the team behind it. So what I need to hear from you, are you buying the Red Wolves? Tony, when the Red Wolves gear come out, are you buying it?
You know, I'm a Washington fan, so if that's the name, I mean, I'm probably going to try to buy all my Redskin stuff now. You know, it's kind of memorabilia to the past. I'm not 100% on board with the name, but, I mean, if they can make things look cool, I can definitely get down with it. I mean, they're going to be my Washington team if that's the name. I'm like your other caller that you had previously. I'm all in with the Warpath. So this way you can kind of stick with the colors, you know, change the logo from like back to the arrowhead spear. So you can kind of stay with kind of like, it'd be kind of pay homage to the Redskin mascot, but, you know, it's not quite that mascot anymore.
Tony, I got one question, and I want you all to think about this. My man said he's going to buy all the gear. From where? You can't get it from Nike. You can't get it from Dick's Sporting Goods. You can't get it on Amazon. This is a crisis. Like, I feel my man. He's like, they're going to change the name. I'm going to go get all the gear. We're going to get this done. From where? Where are you going? Amazon tapped out on Thursday. They said, nah, we're not doing it either. Target. You can't get it from Amazon, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods. Matter of fact, I'm about to find some burgundy shirts, get some gold stuff, start making it on my own. That might be a way to get money during this COVID-19 situation. Stimulate my own economy. Make my own Redskins gear. Actually, I just got an idea, Tony. Thank you for that. You just helped me figure out a way to maybe purchase something that I would like, because I wouldn't purchase Redskins gear with that money. But if it's going to be a crisis, you know, simple supply and demand. Seems like people have a demand for Redskin supply and you can't get it anywhere because all of these companies and corporations are demanding that they change their name. All right, last call we're going to take before we take a break. Oh, no, we do have to take a break. We're over. I'm Chris Miles here on 106.7 The Fan. What's up, people? Red Wolves is what it's going to be, apparently. See, I just did like a Tupac rhyme for my man Quentin Mayo one more time for your mind. Another Tupac type of rhyme, Quentin Mayo. All right, so here we go. The Red Wolves seems like it's a thing that's happening. If you just tuned in, I feel bad because I've been going over the history for like 3 hours now. So Christian in New Orleans. Okay, so first of all, before I take Christian in New Orleans, I used to work in New Orleans. When they changed that name to the Pelicans, whoa, that was awful. I still think they should have gone with Voodoo. Christian, what say you on this Red Wolves?
So I moved here from D.C. 5 years ago. I agree, Pelicans, no bueno. Red Wolves, it's rushing. They're rushing to come up with a new name. There's no tie to the city. Almost every city wants a tie to the team name. Red Wolves? Like, I got the colors, but your last caller, the gentleman from NBC Sports, I'm all with keeping the colors, but the name needs to somehow represent the DMV, and I just can't get behind Red Wolves. Like, let's just be Washington until we find the name that represents our city. Jokes aside.
Okay. I think he was very serious, and I think what he has to understand is, and I think he does, Red Wolves is not something I'm coming up with. It's that you have Will Compton jumping in, Jonathan Allen, Dwayne Haskins, Fred Smoot. And here's the logic. So there's a fan petition saying we should go to Red Wolves because of the fact that it's an endangered species in southeastern United States, and it's also a squad for Navy SEALs. You're not offending anyone. It's clean. You keep the red. Boom. That's what it's about. All right, we're done on that because we're running out of time and something big has happened this morning. You know those cheaters down in Houston in baseball? You know those guys? Those losers who lost to the Nationals? You know that group of guys? Well, big news involving COVID-19 with the Houston Astros. They canceled their Saturday workout. A staff member potentially exposed to COVID-19, and there's a positive individual outside of the organization. So it's a precautionary measure, and it's as part of Major League Baseball's testing and reporting plan. We were alerted that a staff member was potentially exposed to a COVID-positive individual. So this is kind of the point. If you have teams, sports like Major League Baseball wants to travel. NFL, they want to travel. So the potential of being exposed during that travel, are you kidding me? How are you going to keep any sort of safety measurements in place? Remember, and this is something I said earlier kind of as a joke, would you do this? But no, for real, if you're a media member going to Orlando, chill inside the bubble, you got to stay in your room for 7 days before you attempt to go around a player with a mask in a microphone. This is real. This is the NBA is doing. There's all types of stuff playing inside of this bubble, and this does not feel like it's gonna last. That's a reality of what it feels like for the NBA. So for the NFL and Major League Baseball, seeing the Houston Astros cancel a workout because, as a precautionary measure, because someone who's not, you know, involved with the team, but outside of the organization, could have been exposed to some. Whew. A lot of layers there, player. A lot of layers. As a sports broadcaster, as a sports fan, as someone that has never gone this long without sporting events, safety first. Period. Wear your mask. Period. You know, I'm going to end the show with this little bit of a story. About a month ago, I went to Mexico. I know that may seem reckless to some of you guys. I know. You left the country during coronavirus. Hear me out. So I did my research, and I saw that there were less cases, okay, on the beach in Mexico than there were in Fairfax County where I live. And I'm like, oh, so I'm the dangerous one. Going to the grocery store, I'm risking my life going to the grocery store more than I am going to Mexico. and I checked the flights and, you know, how they safe. I get on. It's the most sanitized flight I've been on in my life. So I end up trying to walk to the beach. This is the point. Had my mask on, had my flip-flops ready to go. They said the beaches were open. And a federale pulled up with his assault rifle. And he says to me in Spanish now, I can't speak Spanish to you, but I understood what my man was saying. He said, take one more step and you going to jail. Now, what I'm saying to you is if you try to have a conversation with me in Spanish, I'm like, no habla español. But my man, he looked at me. He didn't try to speak English. He said, hey, you take another step, you're going to prison in Mexico. Went the other way. I tried to go to the grocery store. Where's your mask, sir? Oh, okay. I'll make sure it's on. All right. Wipe your feet here. We need to be the same way when it comes to sports and when it comes to trying to get back on any playing field at all. And that's important when we see this news about the Houston Astros. It's important when we see this news about the NFL, college football, all of it's breaking. Pay attention and stop whining if they're not going to play. Understand it's for their safety and it's for our safety as well. All right, I'm done ranting. I'm down with the Red Wolves, mainly because I'm not a fan of the team. It just seems like a decent name, man. It seems like it's something they can move on with and play football. Remember, the number one thing is winning. The Oklahoma City Thunder have a terrible name, but they had three MVPs on the court when they started their franchise, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. No one makes fun of the Thunder. Go with whatever name that is PC and go win. Go out on Sundays and win. And you know what? Hopefully you have a winning Saturday as well. For my man Vic, I'm Chris Miles. Thanks for kicking it with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.